Thank you for joining our last live show. Once again, thank you for joining our last live show for the year 2016. For the next couple of Thursdays, two more Thursdays left in the year 2016, those shows will be pre-recorded. This actually is our last live show, and it will not be that long today. So what we're going to do is go ahead and do our normal introduction. And hello, my name is Wanda McKinley. I'm your host, along with Stephanie Kennedy Afford, the co-host. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused and battered men, women, children by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help individuals transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient individuals in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower men and women and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, as well as uplift them and provide them with a new life and with a new perspective of a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was raped from the age of seven. Actually, I say that because in my mind, that all runs together, but I want to be more specific. I was molested from the age of 7 to 12 and raped from the age of 13 to 18 by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband was also abusive, who I met at the age of 19. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive, and I was with him for 12 years. So I went through 24 years of consecutive abuse. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help men, women, and children who have walked or still may be walking in my shoes. Stephanie, how are you doing today on our very last live show for 2016?
I'm doing okay. What about you?
Trying to make it through some knee pain that is, it feels like it's winning, but I am trying to press through it, but it really feels like it's getting the best of me. Been hurting since about 8:15 this morning, and it's, what, after 6, and it's so. Mm-hmm. That's about me for today. What you got for us?
Well, we currently have several fundraisers that we would love to have the support of everyone that we can. We have our Kroger Plus rewards card. So those of you that currently have a Kroger Plus reward card, or those of you that would go out and get a Kroger Plus reward card, if you will connect it to We Are Survivors by going to Kroger.com. And we start typing in "we are," then We Are Survivors will come up, and you link it to that. So when you do your shopping, we're not asking you to do anything different. Just whenever you do your shopping, each quarter, according to how much you spend, they will send us a donation. Phone thing with Tom Thumb, you link your card to We Are Survivors, and according to how much you spend each quarter, they will give us a donation. And then we also do the CPN discount card, which is $15 a year, and half of that comes to We Are Survivors. And then we also do the Compass Bank rewards, according to how often you use your account. They give us a donation. And then we also do the Purple City Project when you take your photo. I like to let Wanda explain that one because she's taken her photos and she took beautiful photos. So I'm going to turn that one over to you, Wanda. So you can take that one.
Thank you. It's called the Purple City Project, and it's a domestic violence awareness photoshoot campaign. And you can book a personal or professional shoot with Charles, a.k.a. Sue. His phone number is 214-591-1370. Again, that's 214-591-1370. And it is Shoot Purple. It is for, of course, like I said, domestic violence awareness. So I want to ask if you wear something purple, be it purple lipstick, purple socks, if you're going to pull up your pants so they can be visible, earrings. If not, then they have a purple backdrop. But it's just to show support, and it's, like I said, domestic violence awareness campaign. He has about four packages, but I'll go over the first two. And the first one is a $55 package valued at $100. It's a 20-minute session, up to four people, unlimited shots, one look and two edits, which means you get to pick two pictures out of all of the shots that he takes. And that's all I can say with that is good luck, because it's really hard to make a decision. Second package that I'm going to go over is an $80 package, which is valued at $160. A 45-minute session for up to four people and unlimited shots, two looks, and you get four edits, which means you get to pick four pictures. A portion of these proceeds will be donated to We Are Survivors so that we may be able to help and provide hotel rooms for men and women and children when there are no beds available in the Dallas County shelters. And we're doing some research, and we have found out that there are only 188 emergency placement beds in Dallas County. You do the math. 188. So, it's very important that you all participate. A lot of these fundraisers, they don't even have where you're coming out of pocket. It's just your normal everyday. It just takes a few seconds to get your Kroger's card linked up, to get your Tom Thumb card linked up, to get your card linked up. Excuse me. It only takes a few seconds. And then after that, you're help saving lives, you're help making a difference in people's lives. I want to say
one thing I forgot to mention. I forgot to say the phone number if they needed assistance with getting the Kroger Plus or the Tom Thumb. My number is 817-320-2571. Again, that's 817-320-2571. I'd be happy to assist you in getting those linked up.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's the holiday season. We've been saying that. Is that Mickey pushing buttons? It is the holiday season. Like I said, this is going to be a live show. This show, actually, this week is going to be extremely short because what we want to do is just get on the air and tell everyone to really have a safe and Merry Christmas, not to mention a extremely safe Happy New Year. I did want to just kind of touch bases on a few things that we have already scheduled on the books for 2017. And as you know, our calendar changes and fills up really fast. But I did want to go over the events that are already on the books for 2017. February 18th, 2017. Three events I'm going to rename is actually the Run Women's Conference, who has actually picked us up and sponsored We Are Survivors. And they're having some events that We Are Survivors will be a part of. And the first one is February 18, 2017. You'll get more information. But that is a sophisticated SIP black tie event, and that's going to be held in Hearst. May 6, 2017. The Women's Run Conference will have a domestic violence walk that is in Bedford, Texas, July 21st and the 22nd, and you do not want to miss this. I know some things I cannot share, so I'm just letting you know. The event on the 22nd of July, you do not want to miss. And it's the Run Women's Conference that will also be held in Hearst, Texas. All year long, we're having the 7,000 purse challenge, and it's what we're asking for is that you donate a new or slightly used purse, which we will be filling personal items for domestic violence victims and survivors and giving them out. And so that's what we have done. I don't want to say teamed up because they've and sponsored us with the Run Women's Conference. Now, our partner in Europe, we are having August 25th through the 26th, The 4th Annual International Women's Conference will be held at the Hall of State Building located at Fair Park. That is a Friday and Saturday. That is going to be very important. We're going to start taking, we want to start acknowledging our First Ladies. So church members, churches, we're going to start asking for nominations because we always acknowledge our ministers, our pastors are supposed to, but they can't be who they are without the First Ladies, without our First Ladies. So we want to take the time out. We are survivors will take the time out to acknowledge First Ladies. We want you to submit something about your First Lady. It would be awesome to have more than one nomination, of course, from the church, because we are going to acknowledge First Ladies in the Dallas County in a very special way at this International Women's Conference. Also, We Are Survivors, October 14, 2017, we'll have our first annual 5K walk run, Domestic Violence Awareness, at the Recreational Center / Park area in Lancaster, Texas. And actually that same day, We Are Survivors has partnered up with Convoy of Hope. Like I said, it's also October 14th, 2017. They are bringing community services to 5,000 people here in the city of Lancaster. So we're excited about that. Now, those events, like I said, are already etched in stone. They are already on the books for We Are Survivors. We also, I want to acknowledge and officially announce that We Are Survivors will be heading the Domestic Violence Advisory Committee in the city of Lancaster. We will be doing that for the entire city. So we're always looking for ideas and ways to improve communication, education, and support, as well as intervention for our victims and survivors, because everyone is not a victim and everyone is not yet a survivor. So we are going to be working diligently right here in the city of Lancaster to bring awareness, to get support, to promote, to work within the large corporations that are moving within our city. So we're excited about that opportunity because it's going to bring a lot of awareness to the organization. It's going to kind of put us out there, and it's really going to stretch us and challenge us, which is what God has been doing to me. No, Stephanie, because she's made miraculous changes in the last 2 years. So God just continues to stretch the both of us. And I do want to acknowledge, I cannot get off the show, a Last Live show, without acknowledging a few people. And I want to say thank you to everyone that has been on the show this year, everyone that shared their testimony, everyone that expressed their emotions, their tears, their passion. I received a phone call from Ira. She was on our show last week, and I talked to her yesterday evening, and she was crying tears of joy, and she had a testimony. And what happened was she received a text from her father. If you all remember her very horrible story, of her father raping her and her son that she has now, who's a grown adult, a grown man, is her father's child. And one of her father's closest friends texted her, and he was so apologetic because he knew something wasn't right, but at the time, this happened 39 years ago, at the time he didn't have enough guts to stand up for her. And he loved her as his own. But he wanted to believe that it was a lie because it was easier to deal with. It was easier to accept. If he thought that what he was put in jail for, what he was convicted for, was a lie, he wanted to believe that the man he called his best friend wrongly, that he was not guilty, that he was one of those men that was put behind bars unjustly. And he heard her testimony on our show. He listened to our show. And he said it took him a couple of days because he knew the truth. But by listening to our show, it actually confirmed what he already knew deep down. And she called me. Yes. She called me and she cried and she thanked us. She said because he received so much support after our show. So many people were like, I did not know. Oh, I thought. I'm sorry. It blew me away. So for me, that was confirmation. Even when the days I don't feel like, and I'm just being transparent like I always am, don't feel like getting on this show or don't feel like doing it. When I talked to her, I was like, wow, we have got to continue. Even on the days we may not have any live listeners, that proves to me that, okay, they may not call in and listen, but they're listening. They go back and they play because we post it on Facebook. People are actually listening. And our show changed her life. And she said for the first time, told her story many times, but for the first time, she heard herself on our show. She's like, it was like a breakthrough when she was on our show. So I just want to thank God for giving us this platform, even though there are many times we don't feel like doing it. There are many times where I can see for myself, I just really want to watch TV and relax because I've had a long day. And then I have to talk to myself.
People
knew just an
how
hour.
We felt sometimes. They only
yes.
the pain and stuff
yes.
we go through sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank her for motivating us to keep going, to let us know that our show is making a difference, that our show
but
is
that's,
changing
you know what?
Lives.
That's what they don't understand, that we don't do this for us. We do this because we're trying to help change the lives of other people. It's not about us.
Right.
And as long as we change one life or help one person, that's you know, we made a difference.
You're right. You are so right. So I wanted to acknowledge that and say thank you, Stephanie, because you're on here. We both go through a lot of personal things, be it physical, emotional, and mental. But we press through, and we're here. And I thank you for being on the show every week, except for the holiday weeks. So I know you're looking forward to spending the holidays with your family, and so am I. And I think I'm done for 2016. Do you have anything you want to add, honey?
No, I don't think I have anything else I want to add. I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. You know, I hope everybody has a great holiday. I hope everybody's looking forward to 2017. If there's anything that we can do to help, please reach out to us. Don't be afraid. Please reach out to us because we have been through so much. Don't be afraid.
Mm. Yeah.
We know how it feels to be afraid. Don't be afraid to reach out to us.
Yes, that is so true. And we do not judge because who are we? Wow, so this is really the last show for 2016. So I really want to thank, like I said, everyone that has been on the show, everyone that has shared their stories. We are survivors. Does not take it lightly because you took the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, to talk to our listeners. Like Stephanie said, if you ever need something, have questions, comments, please feel free. Hopefully by mid-January, our new website will be up. It's beautiful. It's been worked on for a couple of months, but we just want everything to be right. On that, the new website, we will have a place where you can actually post your survivor stories, where if you have questions, you can type in your questions and we'll get it. But we're upgrading, because when we got our website, our first website, we outgrew it just that fast. And we constantly are growing, and God is constantly blessing us with a lot of different things. We are really striving for those fundraisers because we need funds. Our goal in 2017 is to make a dent because we need shelter. And I'm going to be, like I said, we're working on a proposal. We need shelter. We need some beds. We need funds. We're going to be doing a lot of different things and being in the community, so just be prepared for that. But as we close out, we want to thank you for listening. If feel free, like I said, to contact me and or Stephanie. Stephanie's number is 817-320-2571. Mine is 214-454-2933. Our email address is weareSurvivorsFoundation@gmail.com. Our website is www.wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. I want to thank God for you listening to us today and throughout the year. Actually, we'll be going into 2 years next year. Well, yeah, June will be 2 years. I want to thank God for you listening. I pray that not only today, but the other shows have touched you, something that was said on the show, be it myself, Stephanie, or the guest that we had. We are here to help, to guide, to listen, and to lift you up in the name of Jesus. We will always worship his holy name. We will always keep him first and listen to him. God bless everyone. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you all.